Hello and welcome to Friday on thedailygoss.com. I'm Susan Spence. This, of course, is the Daily Soap Podcast. It's Friday. That means we have a big soap fest Friday nights on the soaps. Emmerdale, Coronation Street and EastEnders. And, of course, just those three. But even more if you watch the like of Neighbours, Home and Away, all that kind of stuff. But we'll concentrate on the big three for tonight. Before we do that, it's Advent Calendar Revelation time. A reindeer in the Advent Calendar today, which was actually quite nice. It wasn't Rudolph, he didn't have a red nose, but he was more Bambi-like, I would say. Did you watch Emmerdale last night? It was the hour-long episode. I loved it. I thought it was great. In fact, you know, I had a little tear when they were doing the whole choir thing. I thought it was very uplifting. And for a storyline that started so naff and boring, ended up being pretty good. And it kind of will come to a climax tonight because, of course, so many friendships and relationships spoiled by what happened last night. I felt really sorry for Nicola because, you know, I know that she set out to deceive them. But halfway through, she kind of thought, you know what, it's wrong to do what I'm thinking of doing and I want to help the community. And so she did turn things around, but she got absolutely, they just were absolutely not giving her any kind of leeway at all. David, who is such a wimp, where he thought he got off by finishing with her, I don't know. She's better off without him and I hope they don't get back together. But of course, I don't know if you noticed, if you watched it, a little bit of a giveaway about the result and what was going to happen when it comes down to the church was that the Bishop George, said to Pollard, "Oh, surprised that you're here." And he said, "Ah, yes, likewise." And he's like, "Well, yes, I have to support." Which gives you the idea, a bit of a helping hand, that tonight he will shock Ashley and Laurel by hearing that the church have accepted an offer from Pollard and the church sale will go ahead and they will be developed into flats. Now, you know, it's just like it clearly was a done deal. And I think this is where this could possibly come unstuck because, of course, Ashley and Laurel are not leaving Emmerdale. The church is no way it's going to be shut down. So this is not going to happen. But of course, everybody's upset and heartbroken. Poor Nicola feels guilty, even more so. And when Pollard and David go into the Woolpack, shame on them to even show their faces. They come in for a huge amount of criticism. And Nicola is gutted when Laurel tells her that their friendship is over for good. I think it'll be okay, but a good storyline nonetheless. Anna, she offers to help the Kings when they're threatened with legal action. Because, of course, the money from Pollock is not coming through. So she says, "Look, I'll release my equity in D'Souza to save King and Sons." And Carl, for once in his life, because he's getting grumpier and grumpier by the day, sees that her offer is genuine and says to Matthew, "Look, you owe it to this woman to tell her what happened with your dad." But of course, Matthew's like, "Well, I know I should, but I'm really worried that I'm going to lose her." A little bit of twist next week, a little bit of a twist. And at the hospital, what's her name? Lily, who, as you know, I couldn't care less about, comes through the operation, complete success. And she and Edna have a little bit of soul-searching and some secrets come out. And Lily is aghast to hear that Peter didn't pay the money back from the raffle. But she's touched to see that Edna sacrificed everything to help her. So they are reunited. They embrace. Don't worry. It won't be long before they're at each other's throats, because otherwise, what are they going to do with them? Where are they going to take the character? So that's tonight in Emmerdale at 7, so not a bad one. Let's talk Coronation Street, because, of course, it is a double episode. We've got 7.30 and 8.30. Quite a lot of it this week is about, or tonight, should I say, is about Molly and Tyrone. She pretty much accuses Tyrone of having... I nearly said a kebab. "You're having a kebab. I'm leaving you." Of having an affair. Because she says, "Look, you know what? I know all about your so-called workouts and your trips to the kebab shop and your fancy piece and all that kind of thing at the kebab shop. That's where I got kebabs from." And she says, "You're having an affair." And he's like, "No, I'm not having an affair." Tells Pam that he's going to have to come clean about you're selling. She's a bit sceptical, though, is our Molly, as the pair of them explain what he's been up to. The thing is, the mistake that they make, or he makes, is that they stop short of telling her why he's been selling these things. So, of course, all that does is make her much more suspicious, and she can't forgive him. So she walks out on him and their wedding plan, and he is mad. He lays the blame fairly and squarely at the door of Auntie Pam. And she's obviously quite distraught at what's happened. But what does she do about it? Well, it'll be Jack Duckworth to the rescue on that one. Auntie Pam, not sure if Auntie Pam's going to be around for much longer. Have you seen the storylines on Auntie Pam? Big New Year storyline. Does she die in a fire? Not sure if she does yet, but we'll find out. We've also got Audrey and Maria and Fizz and everybody. They're all really concerned about Maria and her state of mind. And things are not helped when she arrives at the factory and demands the key for Tony's desk. She wants to rake through everything and find some information. Fizz has to take her home, tries to get her to calm down. And Audrey decides that now is the time she has to get some kind of help for her. So she goes off to the medical centre. A little bit of a convoluted bit back and forth. And in the end, Maria gives Fizz the... She didn't give Fizz the slip. Fizz was wondering where the heck Audrey is and goes off to find her. So Maria heads off to the Rovers, where she's demanding the keys to Tony and Carla's flat. So by the time they get back, she's gone, and they bring this doctor around, and she says, look, you know, I'm not ill. I just think that my husband's been murdered. There's nothing wrong with me. All of you, just go away. So, of course, Tony and Carla, they've arrived back. They come back tomorrow night, or tonight, keep on saying tomorrow night, it's tonight. They come back from honeymoon, oblivious to Maria's accusations and what's been going on, until they play the answer machine. Next week is going to be a corker on Corey. Don't you dare miss it. Eileen's dad arrives on the street. He's called Colin. Lets her down straight away. Doesn't turn up when he says he would. And she ends up going to the Rovers. There he is trying to charm Rita. So Eileen just embarrasses him. Quite like the fact that they're bringing Eileen in more and more, because I do like Eileen. And finally, Steve and Becky are having no luck with his bad boyfriend routine, and Becky is not happy with it and says to him, you know what, it's not working, because Michelle has a chat with her and says, you know what, I just don't know what's going on with him. And Becky, who's obviously feeling quite guilty, says, look, you know what, you could do a lot better than Steve. But Michelle says, you know, no, I just want the old Steve back because I really miss him. Ooh. Danger, danger, danger. It's going to be interesting when that one comes out. Also, Friday night, we have EastEnders. We've got another one at 7:30. I don't know if you saw last night's, Thursday night's episode. She was very good again, wasn't she, Patsy Palmer, as Bianca? Very, very good. Really impressed by her acting at the moment. So that storyline does continue. Pat tries to get Whitney to talk to the police, but of course Whitney is not having any of it. She has a bit of a chat with Bianca and says, look, you know, this obviously is very hard for Whitney. But Bianca is adamant that, you know, they've got to get through to Whitney, that she's the one that matters. And Pat kind of sees what she means, but she's like, you know what, you're hurting as well. Of course she's hurting. My God, I think we said this last night. You know, your fiancé is more interested in your daughter, in your stepdaughter, than he is in you. And as she said last night, was he ever really interested in me at all? Now, there is something that happens tonight and takes a twist in EastEnders. I'm not at liberty to tell you. I'm not allowed to tell you because it's too good. But there's a twist that happens, so make sure you watch tonight's episode, all to do with Tony, Whitney, Bianca and that particular clan. Now, whilst all of that's going on, you got the small matter of Lucas, who you saw get jumped by two guys. Well, Denise, when she sees him all battered and bruised, thinks, Phil and Ian have beat him up. Well, it turns out they say, no, we've not beat him up, but he did put these two guys who attacked him in hospital. Now, is this another side to Lucas? And Denise basically opens up the community centre. She doesn't want the scumbags that beat him up to win. But she's going to have another issue here when she finds out what he did. It's Kevin's birthday. And Denise is trying to mark Kevin's birthday as well. She's sitting on Arthur's bench thinking, you know, what should she do? And Pat says to her, I'm really thinking of you. And, I hope things work out and Kevin would want you to move on. So she goes to find Lucas in the calf and tells him that if he's a quitter, then she doesn't want to know. So she gives him an ultimatum. Walk out on the club and you walk out on me. So we'll find out what happens there. But this, she kind of does that before She finds out that he kind of beat these guys up. And the other big storyline is all to do with Roxy. She's waiting for the DNA results and Masood is delivering the post. And she sees him delivering the post and putting a letter through, about to put a letter through. She gets called away by Peggy. And Peggy tells Roxy that Sean's called. Amy smiled for the first time. And Peggy's like saying to Roxy, do you know what? Sean is great, isn't he? You know, he's really doing really well and all this kind of thing. But Archie was like, smiling through gritted teeth, thinking, yes, he's doing way too well. So she gets called away again. So she says to Christian, look, can you please get that letter from Masood? It turns out, though, he can't get the letter because she's got a sign for it. So she hasn't been able to get it. Then she manages eventually. It's all one of these farcical type things. And lots of things get in the way before she's actually able to open it. But I can tell you one thing that does happen. She ends up having to hide the results in a box of crisps. And she does open up to see what's going on. I'm not going to tell you. You know the answer, don't you? I'm not going to tell you. You don't need me to tell you the answer as to who's the daddy. Is it Jack or is it Sean? Oh, well, Sean's leaving, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's all the clue you need, but you know who the daddy is. And she hides the results in a box of crisps. Bizarre, I know. But she tried to help out Billy, who's fallen over in the cellar. And so she thinks, she's like, what am I going to do with these things? So she stuffs them in the crisps. Needless to say, somebody's going to find the results, aren't they? And Christian knows what's going on as well. He knows she's up to something too. So plenty going on. You'll find out tonight who the daddy is in EastEnders. You'll also find out more about the Whitney and Tony storyline as well. So not one to miss. And if you do miss it, make sure you have listened to The Omnibus on Sunday. Or, of course, you can have a look on the BBC iPlayer as well. So there you go. You are pretty much up to date on all the storylines for the Friday Night Soap Fest. I'm Susan Spence. This has been the Daily Soap Podcast. info@thedailygoss.com if you'd like to comment on any of the stories or throw anything in. And we will catch you back here on Monday for a look ahead on the Monday Night Soaps. Have yourself a good weekend. See ya.